FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition says the issuing of a draft regulatory framework for determining tariffs in the private healthcare sector is a critical step towards addressing the cost of healthcare in the country. It was gazetted several days ago.
There is a serious concern about access to private healthcare in the country, given the high levels of market concentration and high prices. The cost of private healthcare should remain in check to ensure that the majority of South Africans have access to affordable healthcare.
The Competition Commission's health market inquiry found high and rising costs of healthcare and medical scheme cover and a decline in benefits in the private healthcare sector. It also found a lack of tariff determination framework, saying this led to abuse in pricing of prescribed minimum benefits and non-prescribed minimum benefits. Minister Parkstow says there's no structured and transparent price determination framework for healthcare services.
The current practice involves medical schemes unilaterally revising the tariffs that they are willing to pay and health professionals either accepting these terms in return for direct payment or charging a higher rate. In the latter case, the higher rate is generally collected from the patient who is liable for a portion not covered by their medical scheme.
Higher Education Deputy Minister believes that having more women in leadership positions at tertiary institutions could help in the battle against gender-based violence. Mimi Gondwe was speaking at an event in Pretoria to promote safer campuses. In October, the Commission for Gender Equality released its sexual harassment report for universities. Gondwe says the department is treating the damning findings very seriously.
Sex for marks, sex for accommodation, rape, marriage interns, substance abuse, the abuse of peer relationships, financial hardships that lead to other social ills, relationships between lecturers and students, verbal and physical abuse of members of the LGBTQI+ community. A lack of reporting in relation to issues related to gender-based violence and sexual harassment due to the fear of retaliation, bullying, and the lack of trust in the system. Weak investigations in relation to issues of GBV and sexual harassment.
And French police have launched a murder investigation after a newborn baby died after plummeting from the second floor of a Paris hotel. Emergency services were alerted to an infant wrapped in a cloth attached, or rather in front of the hotel. Police say the mother, believed to be an 18-year-old American student, has been taken to hospital for treatment following her delivery. She is in police custody. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.